Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Grant, how are you?
I'm good, and it's still 12:20 Central Time, so we can't hang our hats on that.
That's a good point. I just spent a lot of time in the Central Time Zone. So I thought you might appreciate it.
Where you at, Grant?
Where am I at? I'm not in the Central Time Zone. I was just trying to give us some continuity.
Oh, where you at, Grant?
It's just for all the new listeners that I recruited when I was out there Arkansas, Mississippi, Kentucky, and Missouri. Yeah, I think I did get us some new listeners, some app downloads.
There we go.
Coast to coast and everything in between.
Exactly right. Exactly. I hope a lot of the people that I recruited in Springfield, Missouri weren't listening yesterday when I gave my account of visiting that town. But anyway, whatever. It's all good. Grant, has Alex Anthopoulos struck again? Because it kind of feels like he has.
Got him.
Yeah, I mean, everything that he's done this year to try to build this club.
I mean with Chris Sale.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean. And I would say that these were the moves that were designed to help put this club in a place where, not that you wanted to lose Spencer Strider, but that your rotation was so much stronger than it was a year ago. And now, as you look at what this last month has been for this team from a pitching standpoint, coming into last night's game, the Atlanta pitching staff, that's all 13 active pitchers over the last, 25, 26 games, had a 2.52 ERA, which was second best in baseball behind the Dodgers.
Right.
Then they went out and threw another shutout. Mm-hmm. So this pitching staff has been doing the heavy lifting, and I think, you know, with respect to the surprise of Ronaldo Lopez, who's been very good,
mm-hmm.
and with Max Fried returning to form, that, you know, the low-key MVP for me on this pitching staff is Chris Sale. Mm-hmm. 28 strikeouts his last 18 innings. He's up to 61 in 49 and two-thirds. His ERA has dropped down to about 2.5. He looks like vintage Chris Sale.
Yep.
And that is the kind of thing that the Braves were very much hoping to see. And the one box that he had to check to have a chance to do the things he's doing, health. And he's been able to check that. And he has been able to, I think, benefit from being healthy over the offseason to have a year like this and to get off to this kind of start.
Yeah, I'm with you, Grant. And I wanted to get to the starting pitcher. I mean, when Max Fried is freed, and it's a beautiful thing. Watching that damn curveball just curved the way it is, Grant, it's just beautiful to watch. But what about the other dudes? And I'm talking about the non-starters. I mean, were you surprised that he put AJ back out there and not go with, you know, with the normal closer? And what do you think as far as getting some help for these guys in the bullpen? Because Matzik is down. A couple other guys are out right now. Seems like they're getting a little thin out there.
No, I don't necessarily think that they've gotten thin. And I say that just because I believe they're expecting Pierce Johnson back on Friday. And that will make a big difference, too. And I think that right now in the schedule, the Braves are going to have an off day tomorrow. And then they're not going to have another one until June the 2nd. So while it might seem a little bit odd or counterintuitive at times to hear or find out, well, so-and-so was down, we weren't really going to use them, that's what goes into managing a big league bullpen. Because with respect to the regular season, which is, you know, like I just said, you can go 13 games without an off day. Once you get into the postseason, you'd be like, yeah, he threw four or five times in the NLCS. And yes, he did. And he had off days, and then it was that day he wasn't used. So it was really like throwing a couple of back-to-backs. Like, you're able to kind of spread that out a little bit more. So it's just kind of not the same thing. And I really have looked at the way they've managed their bullpen in the regular season for the most part as probably being the smartest way to maintain that group for as long as you can. You're not going to be able to avoid injuries. And even when you have the right guy out there, sometimes the wrong outcome occurs. That's just baseball. But I thought it was important on the flip side of the coin for AJ Minter to get that confidence builder of, hey, we're not getting away from you. Like, you may have blown a game here or there or gotten beat on that pitch that you know, you weren't going to give in. You didn't want to issue a walk, and you left it over the middle. I mean, that kind of stuff happens in baseball, too. But I think that the Braves, from a tactical standpoint of managing workloads, which is why they stayed away from Jimenez and Iglesias in that ninth inning, and from the fact that A.J. Minter, you know, you're still going to expect him to get big outs, you can't shy away from using guys like that, even in situations where maybe they've failed before.
Yeah, that's been my opinion or stance or whatever. It's way of watching the way that they use the bullpen over the last handful of years is they're consistent with it. Like the way that they're doing it, especially at this part of the season, is the way that they've done it at this part of seasons. They're not managing the bullpen any differently right now. Like sometimes it doesn't work, and that happens, like you said, in baseball. But am I correct in that assessment? In that, like this is the way that they've gone about dealing with the bullpen in 162 games before they actually get to the playoffs.
No, I think that you are right about that. And I talked to an expert on Braves bullpens, Jesse Chavez, this week at Truist Park. And you're going to hear this conversation on From the Diamond this weekend. And, you know, Jesse's been around a lot. And what I asked him about was, you know, size up this group a little bit for me and maybe in comparison to years past. Mm-hmm. And then from the outside looking in, we may have an idea of, okay, well, who should be out there? Who should be available? Why is this person not available? But walk me through that from your side. Like, why is it so important to maintain that? And how do you guys maintain as a group, you know, understanding that, hey, this guy's down, somebody else is going to need to step up? And Jesse said, I mean, that's exactly what it is. I mean, we have a closeness from Raisel Iglesias right on down to the long man on this staff that, you know, there's a job to be done, and we all have belief in each other and belief, and they want the ball. And I think that's an important thing about it as well. Again, you are not going to be able to guarantee performance, and that's just kind of how sports works. You're going to get beat sometimes. And right. I saw A.J. Minter talking about after, you know, giving up that game-winning homer in New York, you know, the long ball has really killed me this year. Every run he has allowed this year has come in the form of home runs. Oh, otherwise, he's been very good, but five home runs is a lot for a reliever, particularly in a close game.
Right.
But that just kind of shows you that, you know, if he can figure out how to make that adjustment, and I know he believes that he can be back to being an important member of this bullpen. Not that that's really stopped, but being an elite level performer in terms of those stats, because really when you break it down, and I will die on this hill, over the last 3 years, I think A.J. Minter has been their most valuable reliever.
Oh, no doubt about that. No doubt about that. G-Mac, have you ever seen a runner or a base stealer of Ronnie's ilk picked off three times in 2 days? I mean, it was just weird. Were they doing something different as far as holding him there, or what did you see in that aspect?
I mean, I did see a couple of different things, and it's okay for multiple things to be true, because for Ronald, you know, that's not a good look. He's not going to maintain that's a good look, and I'm telling you, like, he didn't enjoy the embarrassment that comes with being picked off at all any of those three times. Now, looking at what the New York Mets have done and kind of extrapolating out to maybe a league-wide phenomenon, if you don't think that teams spent time over the offseason and in spring training trying to figure out ways to whether it's how they position the first baseman, kind of teaching and employing what I would refer to as a balk move, which, you know, pitchers are able to kind of give that the slightest of movement that the runner's looking for, but still throw to first, but have it be somewhat undetected in real time against an umpire or by the umpire. If you don't think they've been doing that, then you're not paying attention to what Major League Baseball has done to pitchers with the disengagement rules and limiting those throws over to first base. So I think Ronald fell a little bit victim to that. But when you do have something, an outcome that is undesirable, what might you want to operate in after that? I would say an abundance of caution. And I'm not sure that happened, particularly the day after. And I think that was some of the frustration. But Ozzie Albies also got picked off in that game. This doesn't mean that Ronald needs to be benched or dropped in the lineup or any of a number of other knee-jerk reactions. It's just one of those things where you need to learn the lesson. But, you know, you hate to see it repeated a couple of times before you have the opportunity to make that adjustment.
Yeah, I mean, look, Ronald Acuña set baseball on fire last year. 40-70. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was out of control. It seems like a lot of what the offseason has been for other teams is,
how do we stop this guy?
Diving into ways to slow him down. And we talked last week about some of the different pitching that he's seeing. Obviously, this is an example of that as well. So now, because this happens with great players, they're great. Teams adjust to it, then they adjust to that. Now we're hoping that Ronald is waiting in the wings with some adjustments to their adjustments. Are you seeing examples of that at the plate?
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing a hard hit rate that wasn't there really in the first 2 to 3 weeks of the season, at least not consistently. And that, I mean, he had four balls that were struck hard last night, went 0 for 5, the last of which was a ball that I kind of thought might get out of the ballpark in his final at bat that was run down on a really great catch by Pete Crow Armstrong leaping into the right center field wall. You know, those have been kind of the things. I mean, I don't know if 1-for-5 makes you feel altogether that much better than 0-for-5. It should. I mean, it definitely helps your batting average. But this is a guy that is still striking the ball, you know, at an incredibly hard hit rate. And same thing with Matt Olson. And I know this is not really a question about him, but whether it is Acuna or Olson or Austin Riley, these are guys that have the track record and the ability to make these adjustments, and I believe that they will. And as the weather heats up, it seems like the Braves always heat up, whether that's individually or collectively, because think about the last couple of months of June in which they've gone on these incredible runs of winning 21 games each month. One of them had a 14-game winning streak thrown in. I mean, there's a lot of things that can still happen, you know, for this club moving forward. And while the Phillies have played the easiest schedule in baseball, and the only club with a winning record that they have played as of today is the Atlanta Braves on opening weekend, they're going to face some tougher competition. And the Braves still have managed to keep it a pretty, you know, manageable deficit of 2 games in this division. And, you know, we haven't even reached Memorial Day yet, and the Braves have the second best record in baseball. They're on a 108-win pace, which is a crazy thing to say when we spend as much time as we have talking about how the offense is not working, three major players are struggling, and you're kind of wondering if the injuries could do you in on the pitching side. They've managed to just kind of tune out all that noise and make it all happen. And that's kind of what winning clubs do. And the Braves certainly pride themselves on being able to push through all of that noise and all of those challenges to come out the other side with a chance to win it all.
Grant, any kind of update or anything on where they stand with Austin Riley?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Austin, they're hoping we'll be back in the lineup, I think, as soon as this weekend. It was kind of an odd but encouraging report yesterday when Riley told reporters that, hey, I can't even really find the spot that it was hurting so bad the other day. I guess if that's how you describe it, I'll take your word for it because you're the one who's feeling it. But the fact that they didn't immediately have to put him on the injured list, that the imaging that they took, the MRI, came back showing just some inflammation – I think they're hoping to have him back maybe as soon as Friday against San Diego would be my guess, because the Braves have often operated under the guise of, or under the auspices of, okay, if you're feeling good today, let's give you one more day, and then we'll have you, with an off day on top of that, back in the lineup, say, on Friday. That would be my guess as to when we'll see him back in there for the Braves, because it seems like he's dodged a bullet, and so did the team.
What about Sean Murphy?
I think if they go through this week and this homestand of him taking some batting practice and ramping that up, he should be able to go out on a rehab assignment at some point, maybe early next week when the club heads back out on that road trip would seem like a good time for it. It'll be kind of a slow ramp up because he'll play, then maybe DH, then maybe have an off day, and then you'll kind of have to run it through, I would say, a 5 to 7 game sample since he's been down for 6 weeks. But if he swings the bat and reports no problems, I think the rehab assignment is that next step, and it could happen soon. And hopefully, before this month is out, you got Sean Murphy back in the fold.
Grant, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, G-Mac.
You.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Grant McCauley there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Braves insider, hosted from the Diamond every weekend here on the radio station.
Odyssey celebrates the class of 2024, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off site-wide. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.